Ziazel inbounds the ball to Tate. Tate looking over the defense. He's just going to dribble the ball slowly. Gets the ball to Northcutt. Northcutt advances the ball in the front court. We get the ball on the wing to Tate. Tate puts the ball on the floor, being guarded by Beeman. Cross courts the ball to Northcutt. Northcutt looking, lobs the ball on the high post. Heron goes up with a jump shot, and good. Precious Heron now with 18 points. She and Santa Stephen leading scorers in the ballgame. There's a lob pass to the aforementioned Santa Stephen. Puts up the left-handed layup, and good. The senior from Littleton, Colorado, just pretty dang good. So as soon as Precious Heron gets the basket, she says, anything you can do, I can do better. I can't remember what musical that's from, but that's a Broadway musical number. Northcutt dribbling the ball, looks, goes with the reverse, now goes with another reverse, swings, gets the ball to Altheed. Altheed high post the ball. Heron goes up with a jump shot, and good, Precious Heron, just insane tonight. 20 points for her, and the Zias trail by 5 with 10:20 to go in the ballgame. Almost a steal, but Pius runs it down for Fort Lewis. Goes to the dribble drive, pump fakes, does the stop and under move on Tori Northcutt and draws contact. That's where you pump fake, get the defender to go up, and then you scoop the ball underneath him. Quite often you will draw contact, and that was the case there. Northcutt with her second foul, and the Zias will sub. Williford will check back into the game, replacing Tara Johnson. Williford and Jasmine Johnson were teammates at DeSoto High School in Texas. Free throw up, free throw good. That's going to get Richards back in the game for Fort Lewis, replacing Pies. Williford will inbounds the ball, gets the ball to Tate. Tate dribbles, looks, swings, gets the ball back to Northcutt. Northcutt dribbling the ball, goes to the crossover, gets the ball to Tate. Tate looks over the defense, goes out front to Northcutt. Northcutt dribbles, goes with a reverse, dribbling, and that is going to be a violation on the part of Richards trying to hand check. And I like that. That is absolutely a foul and should be a foul every time in every league. Some people don't understand that you cannot put your hand on the offensive player. James Naismith, who invented basketball, never envisioned that as being a legal defensive strategy. Tate puts the ball on the floor, glides, gets the ball to Northcutt. Northcutt shot clock down to 15, gets the ball to Tate on the baseline. Tate is going to drive, puts the ball up, out the basket, center line one time. Kara Tate, looking like her numerical namesake, Michael Jordan, drove the ball aggressively on the baseline, went up, pumped the ball, drew contact, banked it in, and now with one free throw can make it a four-point game, and does. Tate now with 5 points, and the Zias trail 59-55 with 9:40 to go in the ballgame. Garcia gets the ball. She's back in the game. Down low to Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel back to Garcia. Garcia looking, gets the ball to Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel cross courts the ball, beaming down at the baseline to Richards. Richards dribbling, shot clock down to 10, gets the ball to Garcia. Garcia comes off the screen, pump fakes, goes out. Here's the shot up, and the shot is going to be blocked. Northcutt comes away with it. The Zias throw the ball way down the court. It's going to be Heron. Heron looks, lobs the ball to Northcutt, and Zias can cut the lead to 2 with 9 minutes to go. That was just good defense on the part of the Zias. Northcutt taking the ball to the hoop, and that is going to be Garcia. Garcia just cannot cover the taller Tori Northcutt. Northcutt has the ability, like Magic Johnson, to be a tall point guard. And when shorter point guards would try and guard Magic Johnson, he would just take them to the hoop. Northcutt will inbounds the ball. Looking, goes way out front to Tate. 9 minutes exactly to play in the game. Northcutt gets the ball down low to Heron. Heron's turnaround jump shot is good. Precious Heron with 22 points, and the Zias have cut the lead to 2 with 8:45 to go. Easterbrook dribbling, swings, gets the ball to Schreibvogel. Now they lob the ball down to Santa Stephen, lays it up and in. Santa Stephen is ambidextrous. The Zias get the ball off the court to Tate. Nobody picks her up. Now they do. Tate is going to try and dribble baseline, and she is going to be fouled by Beeman trying to complain, but she was bodying up on Tate. And there again, that is not legal defense. A lot of people think it is, but you can't put your body on the offensive player. I don't know where that creep started to come in. Not creep in terms of Beeman, just creeping into the ideology of basketball that defense can be played physically. It can't. You can play it with your feet. You can play it with your quickness. You can't body up. It's a moot point as we miss. So it's still a four-point game. Down on the baseline. Oh, great move by Santa Stevens. Faint got Jazz or got Williford up on her feet and then just went right by her. So welcome to D2 basketball. Jasmine Johnson, you have just been schooled. Northcutt dribbling, looks, gets the ball to Allthead, goes to the crossover, goes behind her back, dribbles, gets the ball on the wing to Tate. Tate on the baseline to Northcutt, puts up the three, no good, and Jasmine Johnson can't save the ball before it goes out of bounds. She's going to get a sub in for the Zias, but I believe we've got a timeout. We do, so the Zias trailing 63-57. Let's set it back for a 30. Listen to Zia Basketball at 105.9, KSL Country.